This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks to Paul and Ando for breakfast this morning. How fun was that? I learned so much today. Thanks, John, for program support on Front Desk. This morning, my co-host is Paul. I'm Fiona Brooke, and we will also be joined in by our newsreader, Isaac Chong. Saturday Magazine on Independent Joy Media is proudly brought to you by Hyundai Australia, driving change. Absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre in Joy's 30th year. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show since 1996. We proudly bring you this 22nd of July, 2023 edition of Saturday Magazine. Paul is on panel and co-hosting with me today. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Fiona. Welcome to Saturday Magazine again.
I know. Fun to be in the studio once more, putting together a program once more.
Our executive producer and, yeah, occasional co-host.
It's quite fun doing it on an occasional because then I can pick the things that I really want to talk about. So it's a bit of a selfish pleasure.
And we should say a big good morning to Mako, who I know, I've just seen a picture of him, is winging his way to Seoul. I think he's going to do a bit of work and then do a bit of sightseeing, but we've told him to stay away from the demilitarized zone.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
We don't want him getting lost over there like that American soldier.
Well, I think it would be amazing to be in Seoul. I've never been there before. I would love to go. And I think the funny thing that someone once told me was in Seoul, they don't call it South Korea. It's just Korea.
Of course.
Anyway, so it's exciting. Beautiful day outside. I'm really happy to be here. Let's get on with it. Let's also say good morning to Isaac.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning, Isaac. Thank you. You managed to come back a second week.
Yes, I did. I did.
We didn't stress you out too much last week.
No, it was really fun, actually.
That's good. So Isaac's going to be with us this whole morning, and it's great to have Isaac in the studio. Another pair of eyes and ears on Saturday Magazine with another perspective on the news.
Absolutely. We need more perspectives. That's what we love. So, Paul, shall I run over who our guests
are? Yeah, what's the show like today? Big lineup.
Okay, so misinformation, disinformation. Actually, do you know the difference between the two? We will be talking about a new draft bill that's been put forward by our communications manager, Michelle Rowland, on how to tackle fake news on digital platforms and Australia's kind of updated approach.
Response to it. So we're going to be joined on the phone by Andrea Carson, who's a professor of political communication at La Trobe University, to tell us all about that draft bill.
That, I think, would be something that we really need to be mindful of so we know what's going on in this particular space, because it is absolutely vital to, you know, keeping a healthy democracy and so many things. After that, we're going to be talking US politics. Now, what you might not be aware is that the Republicans are actually doing everything. Some conservative Republicans are trying to get rid of the Barbie film because the Barbie motto, "We girls can do anything," is actually they're not happy with that.
Crazy.
So we're going to be talking US politics with our special guest and specialist, which is Nicholas Rees, a principal fellow at Melbourne University and specialist in US politics.
Fantastic. And Nick is always good. He's always got lots of insider information and lots of insight into what is really happening in the American politics world. So that'll be really interesting.
Really fascinating. After the 11 o'clock, Louise Crawford, the mayor of the city of Port Phillip, will discuss the LGBTIQ action plan, which was just voted in the city of Port Phillip, 5-4. So we're going to find out a little bit more about that and other city of Port Phillip news. Then we get all cultural after that, which is my favourite thing. So the Gertrude Street Projection Festival starts this week. It's in like its 15th or 16th year in Collingwood and Fitzroy. Priya Namana, who is the CEO and artistic director, will tell us what to expect this year, what the artworks will be like and the projections.
Something to brighten up those winter evenings.
And then to, which it does, it's so beautiful and it's a great time to visit Gertrude Street. Then, of course, there is some music culture, Homophonics. Homophonics is runs a Pride Prize in conjunction with Midsummer Festival. And we have two special guests, the artistic director Miranda Hill and soprano Judith Dodson. I'm so sorry we didn't arrange for her to do a track.
Well, maybe we should have done.
Yeah.
Anyway, a bit of culture.
So they're coming in to talk about the Homophonics Prize and to encourage any of those composers in our the Joy community who might want to submit because there's comp. And then finally, the lovely Michael Veitch, author, comedian and all-round
just entertainer,
unfortunately at the last minute can't drive into the studio, so he'll be by phone. But he is giving the annual heritage address, which is held during Open House Melbourne, which is next weekend, and it's done in conjunction with the Heritage Council of Victoria. And I really want everyone to stay tuned because some of the facts that he has pulled out about Melbourne heritage will amaze and surprise you. Now, I want to give away one little thing. In 1974, there was a movement to knock down Flinders Street Station.
Really?
And it was only voted to remain by one vote.
Wow.
So this and other more other exciting tidbits about Melbourne's heritage, stay tuned.
And Michael's a prolific writer. So when he comes into the studio, you know, he's got so much fun information and his delivery, like, you know, as a comedian, he knows how to tell those stories. So that'll be a very exciting end to the show.
Yes. So that'll be really interesting. And of course, anyone who has any questions about Melbourne heritage, because he's preparing his address, you might be able to give him an idea or a lead or two.
Be very interesting. Now, as always, we love hearing from you during the show. So if you want to take part and join us, you can text us 0427 569 949 or simply email us onair@joy.org.au. And we'd love to get your commentary as we go through the next couple of hours here on Saturday Magazine.
Absolutely. Yes. Please get involved. Paul, what's been floating your boat this week?
What's caught my eye this week? Well, certainly, I think the big conversation has to be about The Voice, Fiona.
Yes.
And the fact that the Electoral Commission has published both the yes and the no campaigns. What's your take on that?
I'm so glad you raised that because there is a fantastic review in The Guardian. It is free. You can go and read it. It actually dissects both the yes and the no pamphlets, and it points out which elements of these pamphlets are accurate, what claims are false, what claims are misleading. And I think it's a very important document for everyone to look at because if you plan to review these pamphlets, you should have a better sense. And the AEC has published unfact-checked pamphlets.
So let's just talk about that for a minute because I think, thank goodness, we've got someone who's done some fact-checking, but I cannot understand why something has been published and sent to every household in Australia that hasn't been fact-checked, that is not accurate. It doesn't seem like a good democratic process to publish information that is, you know, so critical to a decision. And, you know, as a Brit, I think back to what happened with Brexit and the amount of misinformation and lies that were actually given out during that initial debate on which people voted and made decisions that they now feel cheated about because that information was just wrong or not factually accurate. And, you know, I hear some of that sort of rhetoric coming through, and I don't understand why we have allowed that to happen.
Exactly. Whether you are a supporter of the no or the yes campaign, you need to have accurate information. And I think we're going to have to find someone who might be able to tell us why the AEC allowed that to happen.
Yeah, there's got to be some good rationale. If you know, let us know, because we're really struggling to understand how this could have got through. You know, what you would hope would be a rigorous process to actually get stuff published.
So
if people do want to find out, again, Fiona, where they can get fact-checked information, what was the article?
So it's in theguardian.com, Australia, Australia News/. And if you look, there's an article today which actually talks about the support and, you know, whether or not Anthony Albanese would decide to postpone the referendum. But if you dig through that particular story, there is some links through to the Yes and No campaign pamphlets, both separate articles. It's laid out very, very simply, so you can really get a sense of it without having to read through you don't have to wade through heaps and heaps of text.
The other thing I've got to reveal to you, Fiona, today is that last night I actually went to go and see the Barbie movie.
Oh, you did? I've heard so many interesting things about it. Everyone in my team came to work on the day it was out wearing pink, and then they all went off and drank pink cocktails and ate popcorn.
And there was a lot of people at the cinema last night wearing pink, which was delightful to see. The gender mix in the theatre was probably a little bit swayed, I think, to more females than other people. But my friend who I was with, Lauren, actually described it as sophisticated feminism wrapped up in pink plastic, which I thought was a great summary of exactly what we saw. And some great, great messaging there. I think, you know, if I was a young girl watching that and listening to some of the affirmation that was going on screen, it was a really good movie.
I have heard great things about it. I probably will watch it on an aeroplane. I think that's an excellent place for me to catch up on my movie going.
I think so too.
But I have heard great things about it. Is being a feminist bimbo, you know, helpful? I think that there's a lot of really great things that will come out of it. And I know that I went into a shop yesterday to get my glasses repaired, and everyone in the shop was wearing pink. They had a section of exclusively pink glasses. How about you, Isaac? Are you keen to see the Barbie movie?
I am, but everything's so expensive now. I might wait for it when it's on Netflix.
That's very true as a student. The other thing that really sparked my interest, Isaac, was that it is a masterclass in merchandise marketing.
Oh, my God.
Because not only of Mattel getting like a two-hour advert for Barbie, apparently there's a whole bunch of stuff, that's going to be sold as merch that supports the film. And I think one of the things that is really going to happen is, you know, they're going to see a whole tick up in merchandise, which has been done by Margot Robbie, because she is one of the production company owners that actually made the movie.
Yeah, that's right. Apparently, I had read somewhere that it's one of the biggest merchandising efforts in filmmaking history.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's, you know, I can't qualify that. But, and of course, Margot Robbie is I think it is her film production company, which is just massive. And Greta Gerwig is an incredible director. So, look, it has all the elements. So, you know, I don't see why I wouldn't see it. I've got other things to do most evenings. Maybe it's a weekend thing, but you could go, Isaac, to the Cheap Tuesdays.
True, that is true.
I think you can get tickets for $10.
Really?
Yeah, depending on which cinema, but the one near me, you can go on Tuesdays and get cheap ticks.
There you go, Isaac, some hacks from Fiona. It's 10:14 here on Saturday, the 22nd of July. Stay with us. We're going to be speaking with our first guest just after these messages.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.